If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Branton and all kinds of room. He scores! Branton and again. Branton and scores! Down low. Johnston scores! Wyatt Johnston! Branton and again.
Now Domestikov score! Ehlers fanned on it. Count to three. Ehlers cross ice. Score! Perfetti! With under 2 seconds remaining. Thompson! Connor. Back up the boards for Pionk. Pionk shoots. Score! The Jets win it! On the deflection! The Winnipeg Jets!
Flip, Fraser, between the legs! No, he didn't! Chase Fraser, you're a sicko!
Between the legs, bouncer!
And the Buffalo Bandits are headed to their fifth straight NHL Finals with a two-game sweep of the Vancouver Warriors.
Thank God the Bandits won. That's all I have to say. Welcome into a brand new week here on Sabres Live.
Oh, man, Marty, I've just...
You ever wonder why I just go to concerts now and maybe not sporting events? I can't handle losing. I can't handle it.
Concerts don't break your heart. Concerts don't break your heart.
From the end of the Jets game, but
I'm happy for Scott Arneil. And to be honest with you, Duffer, I'm a little relief for Connor Hellebuyck. This has been like one of those weird series where he got pulled three times and still wins, which was a game seven double overtime. And he, not that he looked great in that game. Like the start of the game was disastrous for the Winnipeg Jets, but we forget that because it's all about the end of the game, the two goals in less than 2 minutes, the overtime, the double overtime. And you go back and you say, man, this was probably the worst start for the Winnipeg Jets to game seven, but they found a way to win it. Was incredible.
How many games were there in the opening round?
Oh, well, I'll just go easy. 8 times 6, 42 games.
I hope your math of 8 times 6 did not just land you at 42.
No, I went 8 times 6 and then I would like took some back.
Yes. 47 is the correct answer.
See, I should have taken one back. I took more than one. Yes.
I know. How many featured a blown lead of multiple goals?
Out of 47 games, I'm going to say 12.
12 is the correct answer.
That was a guess, by the way, but I'm thinking
5%. Yeah. Hair over.
LA, Edmonton had a bunch of those.
Here's the order. Yeah. Washington, LA, yeah. Toronto, New Jersey, Edmonton, Ottawa, LA, New Jersey, Toronto, Colorado, Colorado, St. Louis.
Yeah. Yeah, that's...
Now, they didn't all result in losses, obviously, but the point remains the same.
Yeah.
If you're up by two, please try to make it three. And if you're up by three in the Devils' case, please try to make it four.
So Colorado, Dallas, Saturday night. Like, it was 2-0 with a power play. Colorado has a power play.
Same thing last night.
St. Louis has a power play. But well, Winnipeg ended up with the power play in OT, too. But, like, that would have been... But that's... Like, 2-0 is not... and 3-1 is not a comfortable lead. And I get it. Look, the St. Louis Blues are up 3-1 with 2 minutes left. Like, come on. That has to be, as Bulldog would say, garage, 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 garage. Park that car in the garage. But... It felt like it was trending. Like Winnipeg was getting chances and getting looks, and they score one. Then they almost had one that was over the line. It was reviewed, which was awesome, by the way. If you're Winnipeg, take your time in the review as much as you can, because that was like an extended timeout. Like, it was an extended timeout for the Winnipeg Jets to just be like, hey, rest our guys, come back to the bench. Let's draw more plays. This is what they're doing. Because all St. Louis was doing was protecting the middle of the ice. Like, the top of the zone, the points were wide open. And that's why that pass from Ehlers to Connor was wide open, because there was not a single St. Louis Blues up in the zone protecting that.
Well, it's still clearly hard for me to speak about. I was watching that simultaneously with the Bandits. And, you know, I was so happy. I was just... As you know, bit of a Mike Weber guy, and was just really hopeful for the Blues to get through. And
I was watching on CBC. I was having both, but there was a clip in OT, and they're talking about Claude Julien, who's now on the bench, who's been on the bench this year with the St. Louis Blues. He was brought in as an advisor to I forget the name of the previous coach, but anyway, and then Jim Montgomery came along. Drew Bannister, thank you very much. And then Jim Montgomery comes along, and Claude Julien is there still helping the transition. And there was a clip of Claude Julien with his notes and leaning over to Mike Weber and talking to Webby. And I'm like, you know what? Like, this is such a valuable experience for a guy like Mike Weber, who's, I think Webby is a great hockey, knowledgeable person, a good heart, a good person. But to spend time with Claude Julien on the bench and learn from the guy that has got so much experience in the NHL, I think it's great. So I was thinking of Webby in that moment. And yes, I mean, it is hard for Webby. It is hard for Jim Montgomery, the St. Louis Blues. But again, I'm going to enjoy, you know, giving props to Scotty Arneal, who, you know, in his first go as the Jets head coach, was able to get the Jets not only a President's Trophy, but over the hump in the first round. Good on Arnie.
Indeed. Now, there is one coach that I was again thinking of last night who was not involved in the series. Who is he?
Rick Bowness.
No. Once again, but he wasn't involved, Mike Sullivan becomes top of mind because Kyle Connor has another three-point game. He had two game winners in the series. He is tied for the playoff scoring lead, and yet he was not good enough, apparently, to play in the gold medal game of the Four Nations Tournament for Team USA. This, I joked earlier in the series, in the playoffs, that this was his Mark Crawford moment. This is never going to get better for Mike Sullivan. Like, this is going to be attached to him, and I get it. And I'm the last guy that should be like elevating the Four Nations tournament to some status that resembles the Olympics, because I barely watched. But anyway, holy cow. Like, how ever was Kyle Connor not a part of somebody's lineup in a clinching game? Like, this guy is so good. And no Scheifele, no Morrissey. And there's Kyle Connor. Three more points, tied for the scoring lead in the playoffs. Like, holy cow.
So Kyle Connor was the leader for the Jets, and he was even when Scheifele was there. And look, at the Four Nations, he wasn't as himself. He didn't stand out as much. And maybe that's part of the coaching staff, to find players and the right players to play him with. and whatnot. Yeah. But he, like Kyle Connor, when he had the puck, his move to go around the net, entering the zone, goes around the net, finds the spot. It was great. Another player that stood out to me yesterday was Nick Ehlers. And I know Perfetti had the two goals. Namestnikov had the 3-2 goal, the one that got the comeback going. Nick Ehlers, in his second game in the series, he only played game 6 and game 7. Yep. I felt like had some great legs and was fast, and his missed shot with like 5 seconds left. Like he knows there's 5 seconds left. I got to get the puck on net. He misses the puck. Like he fanned on it. It could have been the most disastrous moment of potentially his career, thinking, how did I not miss that? It's like you're on 18 at Pebble Beach at the US Open and you hit your ball off the toe and it goes into like the crowd. Like that's what it would have been. Like, you know, but the ball comes back to him or the puck comes back to him and he finds Connor to the back door to Perfetti. So now my mind yesterday, Duffer, went to, well, Nick Ehlers, because earlier I was preparing for my hit on TSN and all I kept thinking is the Jets are going to lose. We're going to have to do like a bit of a post-mortem on the Jets. Nick Ehlers, UFA, probably is going to move on. You know, the Jets can't get over the first round. Their team's going to look different next year. So now they win. Nick Ehlers, I felt I had a really good game. And now my mind is like, well, Nick Ehlers is still a UFA next year. And Nick Ehlers is still available. And that will be interesting because, as we have talked about before, would Nick Ehlers look good on the Buffalo Sabres, you know, wing with maybe a Norris and a Thompson? And so now my mind went that way last night. And this morning, our buddy James in Rochester with AFP Analytics came up with the year-end projection with this summer's contract. So Nick Ehlers is obviously somebody that I went to and wrote down his projection as a UFA.
And?
Well, his projections are, let's remember, Nick Ehlers is 29 years old and 6 years at $8.1 million is the projected contract for Nick Ehlers. It's a little bit pricey at $8.1 million, but again, what do you say?
Trying not to say it. Who gives him that?
Well, that's the thing. Well, these are not projected on who is the fit and what our teams have. It's more like the projection compared to other contracts that have been signed. But as a UFA, you're at the mercy of who's going to give you that. As an RFA, sometimes it's a little bit easier to ask for that because, you know, it's not about supply and demand. You're with one team and that team, either you sign with them or they don't have you and you have a little bit more of that leverage. But I think $8 million for Nick Ehlers is a little bit more than what I thought was going to be. You know, like, but again, there's projections that are extremely low. I look at Sam Bennett, their projection is 6 times $6.6 million. And I'm like, wait a second, Nick Ehlers would be getting 8 and Sam Bennett would be getting 6.6. No, I think if anything, it's the opposite. Bennett would get 8 and Nick Ehlers would get 6.6. But look, it's going to be interesting. But Ehlers had a good game. Perfetti, stand out. I love what Perfetti's doing. Namestnikov, Morrissey didn't play. He got hurt. He played 2 minutes. It was whatever. It was a big win for the Winnipeg Jets.
Indeed. And we're not doing a post-mortem on St. Louis because there's no need. They made their in-season coaching change. They acquired Cam Fowler. They got better. They missed their third best player, arguably, Dylan Holloway, throughout the series. Mm-hmm. They still gave the President's Trophy winners a run for their money into double overtime of Game 7. They're fine. The Blues are going to be the Blues now, at least for another year. And then they'll transition under Alex Steen, and we'll see where it goes from here as general manager, of course.
They're still young. They got young players with Kyrou and Thomas.
Well, they also have a lot of old players, too, but I think there's going to be some stability there. And it didn't shock the world, obviously, that St. Louis lost. It might have shocked more people in the hockey world that Colorado lost while leading 2-0 going into Game 7 of third period against Dallas. And there have been a few of these since they won a cup. So here's the rub. They've won a cup. So that should buy you some time. But that's not really how it works anymore. And we've seen quick coaching changes post-championship wins in multiple sports. And when I say quick, sometimes within a couple of years. Well, we're out of that window now. Jared Bednar is 0-4 in series against the Dallas Stars.
Yeah.
And there was a name that has been brought up by all of our insiders and by you, with a quarter of the league needing a new coach. And his name is David Carl, and he's based in Denver. So yeah, it was no surprise to read a column out of Denver today saying Bednar's time is up. They should simply hire David Carl. And I asked you last week, what would be this fantasy, like, perfect scenario for David Carl to walk into the NHL? Denver. Is this it? Is this, like, the only one? I don't know. Like, the guy's been unbelievable at the collegiate level with the Pioneers of Denver. Is this what he wanted the whole time? Like, I don't know. Like, and more importantly, would you make this move?
I wouldn't. If I'm the Colorado Avalanche, I'm keeping Jared Bednar, and I'm like running it back. Like, I, look, they made a lot of change this year, and they revamped their crease with Blackwood and Wedgwood. They added centers in Charlie Coyle and Jack Drury, and they made so many changes that I would say, okay, let's see how those changes are going to work with Jared Bednar after an off season, after a training camp, and have a better showing in the season. Like, it took a while for the Colorado Avalanche to get going this year because they couldn't get a save by Georgiev, and they didn't really have the depth. Like, and then they make the Mikko Rantanen trade, which obviously blew right back into their face, with Rantanen getting 3 goals and an assist in the third period and kind of just stomping of his on his old team there. Post game with Emily Kaplan, he said, I love those guys. They're my brothers, this, that, the other thing. Well, sometimes brotherly love is, you know, we all know I have a brother. I love him. But when I played mini hockey, I crushed him. I put his head through the wall, and I would slash him all the time. Like, that's what you do, right? And I think Rantanen did exactly that. He put the Colorado Avalanche head through the drywall in the basement, and he said, look out. And so I would give Jared Bednar another go at it because there was a lot of changes this year. I think David Carl's move to the NHL may be delayed another year because he may be thinking the same thing. Maybe in a year, the Colorado Avalanche make a move if they don't make it now. And then he'd be walking in right there. I think that would be a perfect situation. Nathan MacKinnon, Cale Makar, like the team that they have. I think it'd be great. But I think they give Bednar a little bit more.
What happened to Makar?
Well,
like, he didn't have the impact. Was there something?
He didn't have the impact. He didn't have the production. He didn't have the game control that we usually see Cale Makar do have in a game. The power play, like, they had a power play. They're up to nothing. They have a power play. You'd think, I put a clip online, okay, on Saturday night. Cale Makar had the puck at the point, and he shot the puck. Jake Ottinger was screened, and he guessed the puck was going to go right. It was like a soccer goalie on a penalty that is going to go one way. Cale Makar's puck is not off his stick yet that Jake Ottinger is completely out of the net to the right side. Now, was there bodies in the way? Absolutely. But Cale Makar, at that point, usually would find a way to hit the net, would find a way to put it in the net, and he didn't. That was a perfect example of how the first round went for Cale Makar.
So there is some interesting breaking news today. The Kings have parted ways with general manager Rob Blake.
Yes.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You were concerned for the fate of Jim Heller after they lost their series to Edmonton after leading 2-0. We've known for a couple of years, but especially going into this season, that it maybe had to be different for Blake this time around as far as results for the Kings. And he got about as much as he could have hoped after the Kemper trade, Dubois going to Washington. The Kings have a terrific regular season, dominant on home ice, and they still found a way to lose for a fourth consecutive year to the Oilers. So Blake is no longer. Apparently they've parted ways mutually in this situation. So
how else would you part ways with Luc Robitaille? Like, Luc Robitaille is the president, the nicest guy in the world. Like, everything that he's going to do with anybody is mutually parting ways. He's not firing anybody.
Well, regardless, Blake is no longer the GM. Do you think there's going to be a coaching change now because of a new GM?
I would. And I've said that before. I have a strong opinion on what Jim Heller did. And look, the challenging game three, the lost lead in game four, the response to the media, the loss of composure I felt from Jim Heller in the last four games of the series, I think it's on him. And look, was the Kings a perfect roster? No. When you go against Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl, it's not easy. Mm-hmm. I felt like Rob Blake was going to get fired last summer.
Right.
You know, like he makes the move, he acquires Pierre-Luc Dubois, he sends Iafallo and Velarde and everybody to Winnipeg, and it looked like, man, that was the bad trade, bad, bad trade. So I thought last summer he should have been gone. That was, he didn't put his team in the best position. He gave Dubois the big contract and everything. Mm-hmm. Then he flips it around this summer, makes a great deal, trades Dubois. Nobody thought you could move on from Pierre-Luc Dubois. He gets it done. Dubois does great in Washington. Who cares? Because Kemper is a Vezina finalist in LA. You got the goalie you needed. You got rid of the contract. You did a great job. And they were great all season long. So I felt, hey, he bought himself some time. Now, here's where my head went when Rob Blake was fired. I think Rob Blake is always had, you know, the win attached to him. He was a winner. He played hard. I felt like he did a really good job to a certain extent with LA. I took some chances. Maybe that, you know, the Dubois thing didn't work out. But I felt like the LA Kings were consistent. They had the group to continue going. So I think now, if you're a team like the New York Islanders who are looking for a general manager, or other teams that may be looking to add to their front office, we know here in Buffalo, Darren Dreger's talked about there's conversations happening with Terry Pegula, Kevin Adams, where do they go? Like, how does Rob Blake's name enter the chat in all of these situations? Because I think Rob Blake is a guy that has a lot of experience, and experience in other organizations that could bring some really good knowledge to a team in search of somebody like that?
Well, Blake's tenure obviously had some regular season highs, but no playoff series wins. Of course, they haven't won the Kings a series since winning the Stanley Cup in 2014. So that's the, you know, now you have GM openings on both coasts.
Yep.
In New York with the Islanders and LA with the Kings. There was part of me was going to make a comment about the Rangers maybe should have fallen into that category too, but instead they shocked their fan base by giving Chris Drury an extension during the most tumultuous time. Anyway,
that was a shock. I'll be honest with you, I love Drew, and right, I think yes. I actually feel like he's done some really good work in New York, yeah. But the heat was on and the Rangers market is not easy, and instead of considering a change, they gave him an extension. I know he's the president and general manager, so he does a lot. And at the end of the day, it's not just, you know, there's dollars and cents that the Rangers are making a lot of money. So it's working for the ownership at that point.
So I don't know if we put a bow on Colorado or not, but what happens next for them?
Oh, I think it's about taking a deep breath. Like Nathan MacKinnon's comments post-game were very, very, very gloomy. Like they were without arguably their best forward and their best defenseman, and we couldn't even beat them. Like that's what he said. I'm paraphrasing, but he used the word, we couldn't even beat them. Mm-hmm. So it was gloomy, but I think give them, breathe a little, give it time. I want to say that roster is still very, very good. Mm-hmm. Probably better than it was at the start of the season. Let's give it time to get going again next year.
Well, we will dive in as the show continues into the second round matchups, of which there are four, and one of them starts tonight, Florida at Toronto. There's also the draft lottery tonight. There are, you know, seemingly endless other things to talk about within the game, and of course the Bandits as well, and the Amherst, who remain patiently biding their time until they get the matchup that they have no control over in round three, technically, in the AHL.
I hate that.
They will face either Laval or Cleveland, and right now the Rocket are leading that series 2-1, having missed an opportunity yesterday to advance.
Yes.
The interesting thing within that is, as you talked about last week, I don't know if Caden Primo is going to get the net back from Fowler. And sure enough, Fowler got the first two wins. They went to Primo in game three, chance to wrap it up. Boom, they lose. So now we've got game four in that series tomorrow. And if Cleveland extends it again, we're not going to have game five until Friday. So we may not see the Amherst again for a while.
It may not be until like next Wednesday.
Right.
So we're talking about a 2+ week. Break for the Amherst. So, well, good for them to get the rest, right? I mean, this should be and could be a long playoff, so it'd be good for everybody. Sevi Komarov, you know, he got hurt, so maybe that gives them time to heal up and the Amherst get healthy again.
Indeed. And we'll give you a little rundown of the Bandits weekend coming up, but before we take our first break, remind you that with the Bandits being in the NLL Finals for a fifth consecutive appearance, and they're looking for an historic three-peat. Historic because it would only be the second time in league history that it's happened, but the three-peat would give the Bandits a seventh NLL title. That would be an all-time mark and separate themselves from the pack that they are currently even with. And your opportunity to get back in Bandit land for the final comes up tomorrow, as the game's going to be on Friday, May 16th, game one of the best of three final, and tickets go on sale tomorrow for this at bandits.com/tickets. But season ticket member presale happens, is it today? Yes.
We're May 5th today, yes.
It is 24 hours until the public on sale, which happens tomorrow. So all the more reason, and we have obviously witnessed it, just how many season ticket members are now a part of Banditland because the crowds every single night are massive. What a weekend as they sweep away Vancouver and now get set for the winner of Saskatchewan and Halifax. Again, bandits.com to learn more about how you get in on the finals, which will start on Friday, May 16th. As you know, Bandits number one seed all through the playoffs, and here they are yet again after a terrific team effort yesterday in closing out Vancouver. Back after this on Sabres Live, tons of hockey talk. Your input, as always, at Sabres Live on social. Stay with us.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Blues are out, Stars are out, Rob Blake is out. How many more will be out before the end of our show today and throughout the course of the week here on Sabres Live? Hit us up on anything that is top of mind for you at Sabres Live on social. The Bandits were top of mind, of course, heading into the weekend, Marty. Banditland was alive and probably expecting another staunch defensive effort on Friday night as they were up against Vancouver in the semifinal best of three. This was game one on the heels of winning their quarterfinal matchup with San Diego 5-4. They did one better defensively in a 9-3 stomping of the Warriors. How is this possible from Matt Vince?
Because he's fantastic, because he's great, because he is the man. Look, and the Bandits played well defensively in that 5-4 game against San Diego. You know, they gave up, really, it was 5-3, and then it was a last-second goal. So you're like, okay, can Matt Vince do it again? And yes, on Friday, he did it again. This time, record-breaking by only allowing 3 goals. But defensively, they were fantastic once again. The start to that game was very, you know, like back and forth, 0-0, tight playing on both sides, like not a lot of goals. And you're thinking, man, the goalies are going to be in the spotlight again. We talked about that. Vancouver's goalie is one of the best, too. Matt Vince, my opinion, the best. And the Bandits were able to get through and score some goals, but not forget about how defensively they needed to play, which set the tone because then they had to go to Vancouver for game two on Sunday.
So Vince stopped 35 of 38 in the win on Friday. Ian McKay had 4 goals, and off they went to Vancouver for last night's game two and the opportunity to clinch the series and then get some serious rest. And as we mentioned, they're going to be in the final starting on May 16th.
Yes.
And this game last night, in many ways, for me, more representative of the Bandits that we have come to know, and that is so many weapons. It was not the Josh Byrne show this weekend. It was not the Dane Smith show. Even though the two of them combined for 9 points yesterday, it was about Teoka and Kluche and McKay and Buchanan and Chase Fraser. And they came back from an 8-6 deficit in the third quarter to win the game. They scored 4 in a row to go up 10-8 and then ended up winning at 11-9. So another solid night for Matt Vince, but the terrific balance that has made the Bandits historically good was what propelled them last night.
Yeah, and you talk about depth scoring, and that was great for the Bandits. Now, Ian McKay, it was unbelievable what he was able to do. Like, and Chase Fraser, you talk about it too, but their play off the ball offensively, pushing guys out of the way, then getting the ball, getting open. Like, that's one thing when I watch, like, they are so physical to play against when they're around the net. And we're saying that's Chase's goal between the legs, right? Like, he knocked his guy down before getting that ball. I'm like, that's physicality. That is, you know, you can't teach that. That's what lacrosse is about, and the Bandits are about, with JT, their coach, really pushing that physicality in all aspects of the game. It was awesome. And I love it because we had Nick Weiss on Wednesday or Thursday last week, Wednesday last week. And I asked him and we talked about, hey, you play Friday, Sunday, but the other semifinal plays one game this weekend and potentially 2 the next week. Mm-hmm. How is that? He goes, well, hopefully we get it done the first 2 and then we have the break and those guys maybe play a back-to-back or 2 games in 3 days. Then the second week, right? Maybe works in the Bandits' favor. Well, they took care of their end. They took care of things. They win. Now they get a break. I wonder if Wee's got to work on time today because he was taking the red eye after the game so he could get in this morning and go to work. So I wonder if he made it on time to be able to get to work today.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, you start going through the list of offensive contributors. It's wrong to not go through every man on the roster based on how good they are defensively. And all of those players, Weiss and company, and the captain, Priolo, and on it goes. Like, they're just such a good team. This is part of why, you know, for me, it comes across so passionately. Like, I've been a Bandits fan my whole life, but there's an appreciation in team sports whenever you see what makes it the best possible version. And this is what everybody's striving for, right? It doesn't matter what sport you're playing. And I just marvel every time I watch them, because even when there's moments of doubt, which creep in all the time, there's this unflappable resiliency, which is just like, wow, these guys truly believe they're not going to lose.
Yeah,
and,
no,
you know,
they have that attitude throughout the whole lineup. It's incredible. And they give up a goal, and I feel like they are so critical of their own play that they want to fix it right away. They're like, okay, we're not going to let that linger. We're fixing it. And that is what has been good. That's why they've been, you know, five times now, straight consecutive times, going to the finals. They're going for three-peat. The first two were a couple of heartbreaks, right? Losing the finals. And I know it was hard just to fix it again, the course, and hey, we're going to fix it. We're going to work harder. We're going to train harder. We're going to get there and we're going to win. And now they won back to back trying to go for a three-peat.
Indeed. So they'll get Saskatchewan or Halifax. The Rush absolutely destroyed the Thunderbirds in Halifax to open the series. Now they'll go home for two if necessary. Obviously, they want to get it wrapped up on Saturday in game two before they would have to play, you know, a potential sudden death game in game three. But anyway, it's so we may well see, be shaping up here for a rematch of 2016, which was Buffalo, Saskatchewan, and the Rush prevailed in that one. But this is a vastly different Buffalo team and organization since that point in time. All right, back to the ice. From a quarterfinal standpoint, or not quarterfinal, second round standpoint. Well, yeah, it's quarterfinals.
Conference semifinal. Conference semifinal. Yes.
No, quarterfinals works better. It's more traditional. People understand it. There's eight teams left after starting with 16. Anyway, Florida, Toronto happens tonight. We have Carolina, Washington, Edmonton, Vegas, Dallas, Winnipeg to round out this second round.
Yes.
What happens tonight? Panthers, Leafs, what happens in the series?
Okay, so this is going to be about two things between the Florida Panthers and the Toronto Maple Leafs. It's going to be about goaltending, Stolarz versus Bobrovsky, the partners, the Stanley Cup winning duo last year. But Stolarz didn't see any action really, but you know, it can Stolarz match Bobrovsky, right? I feel like in the first round, Vasilevsky did not match Bobrovsky. Vasilevsky wasn't good and tempo wasn't great, but that was the biggest thing. So can Stolarz match Bobrovsky is the number one thing. Two.
What's your answer? Don't just leave us hanging.
Well, let me give you my prediction after, okay? The second thing is going to be, can Toronto's power play, which had the five forwards, and after a slow start, after a hot start, then they slowed down. They gave up a couple of shorthanded goals. It got dicey for Toronto. Can the power play overcome what I feel is Florida's ability to dominate 5-on-5? In the first round, once again, Tampa 2-for-18 on the power play against the Florida Panthers, 11%. That was second worst in the playoffs. So you look at why Tampa failed. Vasilevsky wasn't as good, and Tampa's power play was not good. Now Toronto has to have a good performance by Stolarz, and the power play has to perform. That's how Toronto can win the series. Having said that, I am giving Toronto a couple of games. I'm saying Florida in six, and I want to say Florida in five because I think the Florida Panthers, now that they have gotten going, are going to say, look out. We won the cup last year. We went to the finals 2 years ago because we are that good of team. They bulldozed Tampa. I think they're going to bulldoze Toronto to a certain extent, but I'm going to say in six just because And Toronto still has a lot of talent on their team.
Yeah, I think Toronto will probably win, although I hope your prediction is correct. Carolina and Washington.
You love to do the reverse thing, jinx and all of that. Like, you know, you love LA, but you think the Oilers are going to win.
Was I right?
You were right.
And I picked Toronto over Ottawa, so I was right. There was no reversal jinx happening.
No, you're right. You hate Toronto, but, you know, you picked them, so... Mm-hmm. Okay. So
is it any surprise to you that one of my favorite bands is The Head and the Heart? Because these are the two things that come into play every time we talk about this stuff. It's the like, well, what do I follow? Do I follow the head or do I follow the heart? And here we are. So.
Okay. Well, my head says Florida in six. You say Toronto. So it's interesting.
Yeah, I never pick a number. It is what it is. Carolina, Washington.
So it looks as though Freddie Anderson will be fine. And return, I think it's a big point of emphasis. I don't think Kochetkov is at the same level as Freddie Anderson, who, by the way, Freddie signed a one-year extension, so he's off my list of potential goalies in the market this summer. So
that's why does he have a no trade?
Well, no, but he's not getting traded just having signed a contract. We gotta wait a little bit longer. But Freddie Anderson's a big part of this series. Can Logan Thompson play at the level that he played against the Montreal Canadiens? I don't know. I mean, can he? Yes. Will he? I don't think so. I think he'll drop off a little bit. And I like Carolina in this series. I like Aho. I like how Svechnikov got involved and, you know, physically front of the net. So I'm going with Carolina in six. I think Washington... took care of Montreal, but it was dicey. And Montreal lost Montembeau, and you know, so I feel like they got a few opportunities that maybe shouldn't have been there in the first round. I think Carolina is a very different animal in the second round. I think Carolina in six.
Well, unlike your last prediction, I hope you're wrong on this one. I mean, I know exactly, you know, what you're saying here. I think for whatever reason, I was a little more skeptical of the Capitals' chances in round one. I just had this concern that Montreal's, you know, upstart play was going to be able to get in the way of this really impressive, consistent Capitals season. So not unlike Winnipeg probably getting a little over a hump, I think the Capitals may have got over a little hump there in round one. So we'll see. I'll go with Capitals in this one. Edmonton and Vegas.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This. Whew. Jack and Connor.
Yeah, Jack and Connor.
McDavid Eichel redo.
Well, I mean, it's a good thing Jack Eichel and Mark Stone started playing better at the end of the first round. They were not good in the first few games, and then they got much better. Mm-hmm. Goaltending is going to be a big point of emphasis. I thought Adin Hill in the first part of the first round was not that great. He got much better in the second half against Minnesota, looked better. I think we're going to see Stuart Skinner at some point in the series. I don't think the Edmonton Oilers are running with Calvin Pickard, and unless they win four straight or go and win in five, but I don't see that happening. I think it's going to start with Calvin Pickard, and at some point, Stuart Skinner is going to come into the series. Mm-hmm. Again, I wanted to see Vegas in five, but McDavid, Draisaitl, Bouchard played much better in the second half of that first round against the LA Kings, so I'm going to say Vegas in six. But I think when Vegas is going to win, it's going to be in a much, much more dominant fashion than when the Oilers are going to win games.
This is the toughest one for me. This is the toughest one for me to pick. I think Edmonton wins the series. Dallas and Winnipeg.
Okay, well, you can't just say Edmonton wins the series and not give me a little reason why. Like, do you think Calvin Pickard plays the whole series and will be fine?
No. Although Calvin was the only goalie to post a four consecutive game win streak in round number one. No, yeah. I mean this is only, again, I didn't want to go into it because everybody knows it's McDavid Draisaitl. I just.
Yeah. And Evander Kane was good. Evander Kane was really good. That helps. Yeah.
But it's a hint of revenge too, right? Like this is the one that got away from Edmonton a couple of years ago and Vegas went on to win the cup. So I think based on how Edmonton responded against LA in the last round, it's going to be really, really hard for anybody to prevent them from getting back to the Stanley Cup final. Okay. Dallas and Winnipeg.
Okay, well, Dallas is going to get Jason Robertson and Miro Heiskanen back in the second round. Don't know when. Probably not game one, but a little later, they will be back. There's no word on Mark Scheifele, and obviously no word on Josh Morrissey right now. Mm-hmm. So with the information that I have at the moment of this show, I have to think that Dallas has the upper hand when it comes to health or getting healthier and coming back with a fuller lineup. Also, I do not trust Connor Hellebuck so much right now to think that, he won. It's all good. I think that game seven will have done him a lot of good. Mm-hmm. But the structure of Hellebuck, it was not where it needed to be. Mm-hmm. And that, to me, with the offense that Dallas can bring, will be interesting. Now, this will all be about the 5-on-5 and how can the Winnipeg Jets, if they don't have Scheifele, can compete with Domestikov as their number one center, Lowry as their number two center, and all of a sudden it's like, whoa, where's the depth, right? I think that is going to hurt the Jets. Dallas in six.
I'll take Dallas in seven. So Pete DeBoer gets to 10-0
in game sevens. You love to throw that stuff in. I love it.
And come back with draft, lottery, fantasy tonight. Stay with us.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
7 p.m. tonight, the NHL draft lottery. Sabres have the seventh highest percentage chance of getting number one. Do you think it happens?
No, I don't think it happens. I'll give you a rundown, Duffer. 81% chances that the Sabres pick seventh or eighth. So that's basically a big majority. 81% they go seventh or eighth. 13% that they would pick one, two, or three. Three is a very unlikely scenario. So let's say 13% that they go one or two, and 6% that they would drop to ninth. So I would think it's going to be seventh or eighth, but let's keep our fingers crossed that maybe the 13% comes in and they go first or second in the lottery.
If that happens, what do you do with the pick?
First or second?
Mm-hmm.
You got to pick him. I think first or second, you make the pick. But I think if you get first, so first overall prospect is Matthew Schaefer. He's a 6'2" defenseman playing in Erie, Pennsylvania. It's another defenseman. You got Dahlin. You got Power. Now you're getting Matthew Schaefer. But I think that maybe it opens up the door that you say, hey, we got Matthew Schaefer, so let's move one of our higher end defensemen and open the door, because that's already a point of conversation right now. Maybe that moves that along a little bit more. That's why I make the pick, because I think it opens the door to make a trade with somebody else this summer.
Best and worst of the weekend?
Kentucky Derby was best, but the weather at the Derby was the worst.
Yeah, well, we can all speak to that. We'll see you tomorrow.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
I'm Tyson Acha here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.